The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports, sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And there's a lot to talk about today. Your Rockets making changes. Your Astros surviving for one more day. Hey, let's get to it. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. It makes him happy. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. If you don't, well, too bad. There's also Twitch, twitch.tv is where you go, /ESPN975. You can watch us. Hear the commentary that goes on the breaks. And, yeah, it's a Thursday. And lots of changes in the air. Zach Greinke gets to get himself out of a jam, so your Astros survive for one more day.
Yeah.
And your Rockets, you know, we talked a lot about them yesterday.
Yeah.
And what they might do.
Who has the balls to make a move?
And
now we know.
We know it's not Daryl Morey. Dust in the wind for Daryl, please.
Daryl, I mean, he lasted.
He did. He survived. Well, I didn't know how long he was going to survive this ownership change. I kind of got the impression that Morey was happy with him, but you know, I guess when you throw in the whole China thing and once the Rona hits and you lose all this money and you've lost all that money.
I think that's where it began when he ran off that China money because, you know this. Even when you're in management, you've got a boss. And if suddenly you're getting paid a lot of money and then you do something that loses your boss, like, more money than you make.
Yep.
You are suddenly, you're suddenly not as valuable.
Well, as much as we're liked around here, if we chased off a couple major sponsors because we said something stupid, guess what?
Yep.
That'd probably be the end for us.
Yeah. And China, they were a major sponsor.
Yeah, they were big.
So
we don't have a China, but, you know, I'm sure there's some equivalencies we can make.
Right, right. Yeah. But he ran off, you know, a great portion of their money, and I knew that the clock was ticking at that point. And then you know, when you combine that with the fact that they didn't have on-field success. Now, had they gone and won this year, different conversation. We're probably not having this discussion right now. But I do think, you know, and I talked to John about it this morning, I think Tillman isn't the easiest guy to work for. I think Daryl probably, for the longest time, has felt like he was safe.
Yeah.
And he felt like, a lot of it is the media, the people who do our job, who have for years just sucked at the teat of the Daryl Morey is a genius take. And I've never really understood it. Like, the best thing he ever did was find someone to take Chris Paul's contract. He's the one who freaking brought Chris Paul here
and paid him that money.
Yeah. Like, he signed him to that deal. Oh, he got out of that really awful Chris Paul deal. He's the reason you had that deal.
Is that true? I don't know if people remember that.
I can tell you it's true. He brought in James Harden. What's that done for you? It's gotten you right here to where you are now. You know, a fringe playoff team going into next season. I mean, it's I don't think he's an idiot by any stretch. But I think the people who acted like, you know, the in Daryl we trust and this guy is the best GM in the league, I've never really gotten that. He goes against, Here's what I'll say. And we know that he's never valued draft capital, never in his tenure here. He's never valued it, which is fine if you're winning. Like if you're saying, you know what, I'm going all in. He's gone all in five times and never wins. Yet somehow he always survives.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Just like, okay, well, he hits the reset button. Okay, we didn't win that time, so now I'm going to play another tournament. Just going to play another tournament.
It's a rebuy.
Yeah.
It's like the guy who has that million-dollar making idea, and he keeps telling his wife, babe, we just got to put all of our savings into this idea, and we're going to be easy street billionaires. And then they burn $80,000. So then he works a couple jobs. They save it back up. She wants to put a down payment on the house. He goes, babe, I got a new idea. We just got to take all this money for the house and put it into this idea, and I promise we'll get an even bigger house next time. And then it burns to the ground again.
This sounds like something that might have happened to Aaron.
I don't think so. It sounds like something that might have happened to you at some point along the way.
Not really, but I think one of the things about Maury, the reason that he's been so beloved is because there is, you know, a strong contingent in the media here who's pushed that narrative that Maury's a genius and in Maury we trust. And part of that is because he was very media savvy.
People want to stay in good with the team.
Well, when I first met him, I was sports editor at the time. He was just hired, and one of the first things he did was reach out to have lunch so that he could, you know, get to know me and know how we covered things and stuff like that. Interestingly enough, mostly we talked about poker, and he was more interested in that than he was anything else. And he did that with everybody that had any kind of authority. And I think that's that's great. It means you've got media savvy, but it doesn't mean I'm going to go ahead and just give you a pass on everything either. Like anybody else, you judge him by their record, right?
Yeah.
And was he a bad GM? No. I mean, the guy rebuilt the team twice on the fly into a very competitive team that damn near got there a couple times. But he never got them there. And the shape they're in now, I was thinking about this on the way in. All right, let's say you're a genius GM that can do any sport. You've got an opportunity to take the Rockets job or the Texans job. Which one do you take?
They're almost the same thing. Especially now that you've given Deshaun money. He's essentially James Harden. He's a guy who I think is very good, but I don't know if he's good enough. Your future draft capital is gone. I mean, I guess I would probably take. I'd probably take the Texans job.
Well, that's the easiest. I mean, to me, that's the easy answer because, and we talked about it when you got rid of O'Brien. I told you how you can shed $36 million right off the bat. How you can go and get some free agents to replace those guys in the NFL without those guaranteed contracts. You can't just get rid of.
There's no
Russell's
real way
contract.
To turn this team around instantly.
Not and also with the Texans, you know that. You know, if you bring in another coach who maybe gets more out of this guy, then there's still potential there for them to do it. We know what James is. We know what Russell is. I don't care who you bring in at coach. I don't think you're going to be considerably better than you were this year. And, you know, to me, that's where the mess is. Now, to be fair, I understand the NFL salary cap a lot better than I do the NBA. In fact, I had a friend a couple of years ago who worked in a front office and did cap stuff, and he went over everything with me and about here's how you can turn it over really fast and that it's not that it's really not that difficult because of the way the contracts are. And once you kind of figure that out, you can hear these huge numbers and they don't really mean as much as it sounds like. In the NBA, that's not really the case. I mean, these guys you can't just say, okay, we're gonna cut you, we only have to eat $2 million this year. Now you can do those buyouts, but and those suck too.
Yep.
But I guess they promoted from within, so who knows?
Is that permanent?
Yeah. I mean, that's what the story said. New guy.
Well, I said this on my sports map video with John that we did. If I were the Rockets, I would have hired a Chinese GM. And I'm not even saying that tongue in cheek. I would have gone to the Shanghai Sharks or whoever the best team is over there in China. And I would have said, hey, will you come be the GM of our organization? And Now, I would have made sure I had some savvy people around him.
Right.
But
why are you saying a Chinese guy can't be savvy?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would have some NBA savvy people around him, some people who have been around this league. But I would give him that job, and I would say, look, China, Daryl Morey's gone. This is my new guy. I would basically be the guy standing outside my ex-girlfriend's window with a boombox saying, baby, please come back to me. I need you. That's what I would be with China if I were Daryl Morey.
Especially now in the Ronaverse.
Exactly. I mean, you need those bucks.
Yeah, but I think they've already promoted from within. So we'll see now, does this mean that there's a different mindset? Because I'm pretty sure Morey just thought all along, I can just get other guys around them and, you know, try again. Let's rebuy and try again.
Yeah.
I wonder if Tillman just said, I don't think so. I think it's time to maybe move one of these cats. And maybe, you know, because like I was saying yesterday, no, this isn't going to happen because they're not going to do it. Well, maybe they will. It's also kind of strange that a year ago, all three major GMs, all three head coaches / manager.
In the last year, all of them are gone.
Gone, yeah. I don't know how often that happens, but, you know, for three pretty good organizations.
Yeah.
I mean, when I say pretty good, I mean, teams that were pretty successful, not as successful as you wanted them to be, but pretty successful. The Astros were in the World Series last year. Texans were, they won a playoff game. Yeah. And, the Rockets were, the Rockets. They did what they do. But interesting that all those guys are gone. And, well, if he slipped and fell on his way out of the office today, and Daryl needs a lawyer, there's only one guy to call. It's my man, Lawyer Dave. And Dave represents blitzers who've been hurt in all kinds of accidents. It could be a car, 18-wheeler, industrial, slip and fall. And maybe he had some problems at the hospital. Well, guess what? He can help you with that. Malpractice, any of those things. And Lawyer Dave practices everywhere in Texas. So all my friends all the way to the east that can hear us, he'll come over there and take care of you. Doesn't charge a dime for his consultation. So if you have any legal question, even if it's not something he does, give him a call. He'll answer it. And you don't pay any money up front. And if you're hurt and need to go to the doctor, they'll even take care of that. So you don't have to worry about, I can't afford a doctor. They'll take care of it. And all you have to do is give him a call, 713-626-8900. He doesn't get a dime until you win. Loves to gamble on himself, loves to gamble on the blitzers, and boy, does he win a lot. 713-626-8900 or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law or LawyerDave.com, or you can just hit me up and I'll get you those numbers. If you need a lawyer, better dial Dave.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
George Springer.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
George Springer leads it off, swings at the first pitch, drills it down the left field line and gone. An absolute rocket down the left field line off the bat of George Springer on the first pitch that he sees. And the Astros have an early 1-0 lead.
And that just happened. You can hear it over on 92.5 if you prefer that to listening to us, which is fine. Get the ratings for it either way. So 713-780 ESPN, 1-0 Astros, who obviously have to win three in a row, but can't win three unless you win the first one. So that's a good start for them, especially if you can get through this basically bullpen day that you're doing. Then you'll at least have Framber and McCullers lined up for the next two. But
did last night's win make you feel?
No.
It didn't make me feel. Like Josh seems like he's like, and I think the morning guys, they're a little more they're a little more fan than we are. But I don't feel like they're going to win this thing. I don't. That last night didn't change it one bit.
No, I think. Yeah, I feel like if they can get it to, you know, if they win today, and if they somehow were to get it to 3-3, then yes, I think they'd have the advantage, because you don't want to be the team that was up 3-0 and suddenly you're having to play one game for the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, and if you get to 3-3, you're talking about they're probably pitching Yarbrough again, and you've got their weakest guy on the mound.
Yeah. But I don't think it's getting there. I mean, I hope they win, but I kind of think, to me, I feel like this is like you're playing heads-up poker, and the other guy's got 85,000, and you've got 15, and you just doubled up, and you need two more double-ups if you're going to have a chance. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm hopeful, but I don't. I mean, I still think it's still 3-1, but it's better than 3-0.
Yep.
And it's funny. Somebody asked me a question, and I thought it was kind of silly. It's like, if the series goes longer, who does that benefit? Well, it benefits the Astros, yeah, because they're still alive.
If the series is shorter, it's over.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I would have felt a lot better about this team if Justin Verlander were still alive.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
I think that was the one guy they couldn't afford to lose. And, you know, but I would just say enjoy the games. You got another game today for free. Maybe you'll get another one. So as a fan, just enjoy them while you got them.
I guess.
And this may be the last you're seeing of Mr. Springer Dinger.
And I guess maybe that's not the case. Maybe if it did get to a game seven, it wouldn't be Yarbrough, because the Rays decided to go with Curtis tonight. They would basically have their choice of, I guess it would probably end up being Charlie Morton would be, because they're actually going, this is the fifth starting pitcher that they've used. So most teams go with a four-man rotation in the
right.
Playoffs. I guess the Rays feeling like, you know what, we're up 3-1. Why not? We don't need to throw anyone on short rest. Let's go ahead and...
Yeah, and then just have somebody ready to go tomorrow. And,
yeah.
And I kind of
think... It'll be Snell tomorrow and Charles. So they've got to beat Snell and Morton
right.
Back-to-back games if they get through this.
Which, yeah. I mean, who knows?
And fully rested, which that's the benefit the Astros don't have. They won't be able to pitch guys on full rest.
That's not true. Framber and McCullers will be on full rest. That's why Framber didn't go today. It would have been short rest, yeah.
Who pitched game one?
Framber pitched game one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're so
right.
That's what I was saying
before
is the Astros will be, you know, they'll have their guys lined up really well if they can pull this off.
If they can get through this, yeah.
Yeah.
So they rolled the dice. The Rays said, okay, well, if you're rolling the dice, we're not going to go out of our way to go with one of our big dogs here. So it makes sense. It makes sense for both teams.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense for the Astros only if they win.
Right. Right.
If this guy that they're rolling out there tonight, Luis Garcia, if he gets lit up, then we're all going to go, what the? Why would you do that?
Although,
what an idiot.
Does it look bad on the Rays if the Astros come back and then win the entire series and they go, you could have put one of your great guys on the mound
in game five and
shut it down?
No, because by then the Astros would have beat both of those great guys, so it wouldn't really matter.
Yeah, well, I think you need to get a bunch of runs today and hope this holds up. And you know, who knows how many innings you're going to get out of this guy, but. You give him some runs. Give him a chance.
Like Lance says, score some runs.
Yeah.
There you go.
So
I think it only works if he tweets it out, though.
Oh, okay. So.
I'm
not 100% sure on
whatever it takes.
But
yeah. Well, I tell you what. Yesterday we played Dust in the Wind for him, and it worked. So how about we play Dust in the Wind for the Astros and just say they're not winning today?
No. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Why?
We already played Dust in the Wind once for someone who's actually gone.
Yeah.
You can't use it as an actual goodbye and a reverse jinx in the same show.
Why not?
That's not how reverse jinxes work.
I'm the Tombstone guy. I invented reverse jinxes. Who are you talking to here?
I don't know. Yeah, this Curtis guy, he was great during the regular season. Altuve just got
kicked off. Come on, little man.
Could he be having a better or worse series than this? Like
for hitting wise, he's been terrific.
He's had some crazy great moments and just crazy awful moments. Oh man,
he's always been a terrible base runner.
He is.
That's just bad. It's just one of those things you have to live with him.
Curtis in the regular season, ERA 1.80. Is that good?
That's tight. Well, you know what?
Season 10.38, and that was before he already gave up a first inning home run. So
yeah,
it ain't great. And there's my girl Lily.
But that's
I don't like that hair on her though.
Yeah, that's not
a great haircut.
It's not a it's not an attractive look.
No, I don't like that haircut.
Hmm. Well, this is a new commercial because they even put a disclaimer at the beginning before they started of everybody was safe when we filmed this. This abided by all COVID protocols. I have a feeling with all of the attention she's gotten online, they did that and they tried to make her. Yeah, they're trying to make her look like a mom.
That's a mistake.
Basically,
no, that's a mistake.
She's still. I mean, she doesn't look nearly as good. She still looks good.
She's beautiful, but she is. They are frumping her up intentionally.
Yeah, they're trying to make it to where people aren't drooling constantly.
Her shirts probably. I don't think her shirts are as tight as they were.
It's all the way buttoned up instead of actually like
hugged her bosoms in those old ones, and even in the one where she's dragging out the big 5G thing, and she's like, "I should be making a bigger deal." She's wearing the bosom hugging shirt. This one, they're frumping her up a little bit. It's a bad strategy.
Yeah, I saw that when it came on last night. And I'm gonna like, what in the hell did they do?
I'm gonna change my cell phone service. Honestly, if they don't get sexy, get the sexy one back out there.
You can't say that. You can't talk about a woman's appearance anymore in 2020.
If they're on a commercial,
no, you can't. You're not allowed to.
Yeah, you can.
No, it's terrible. That makes you a sexist pig.
I mean, okay. I'm not really gonna change my cell phone service because.
You did that once,
and it was the worst thing. I say I did it. My wife did that once, and it was the worst decision that she ever made. I mean,
well,
it was,
second worst.
I mean, they're comparable. Locking her life to mine was it's about a coin flip with switching to Sprint.
You had the boys out of it, so that's a better.
Yeah,
you got a good payout with those two. You got no payout with Sprint.
No. I paid them $1,000 to get out of my contract so I could go back to AT&T paying double what I was paying with Sprint. That's how much I didn't like it.
Is anybody else having a problem with your notifications on Twitter? I'm getting a nothing to see here yet on both my laptop and my phone.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Oh, so something's wrong with Twitter. Okay. Just want to make sure it wasn't just me. So... but yeah, you guys can't talk about somebody being attractive in her bosoms in 2020. I'm sorry. I mean, I can too, but I think she's really attractive. She's one of my favorite commercial girls.
Oh yeah.
There was that annoying redhead on, the Wendy's commercials that I really liked.
That was Wendy.
That was her, wasn't the real Wendy, but you know,
right.
She played Wendy. And I hated her personality, but I thought she was hot. The insurance girl, of course.
She's a cartoon.
And yes, a very hot one. But other than that, I can't stand Flo. I mean, I would, don't get me wrong, but I can't stand her. So, trying to think of any others that, you know, become famous because of the commercial.
Right.
Not because they were...
They were famous already.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, not any GoDaddy commercials.
No, those don't count.
There's that... So, a lot of people for a while put Lily... In the, of course, she was above it, but the Jan chick from the Toyota commercials, because she looked like a mom that was fairly attractive for being a mom.
I don't remember her at all. Yeah.
If you Google Jan Toyota commercials, you'll see pictures of her.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Lamont said in 2017, Deshaun with the Astros human sacrifices, O'Brien and Maury the 2020 sacrifice. I don't think so, because nobody wanted Deshaun sacrificed.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted Deshaun to die that year. People were celebrating O'Brien. They were holding parties. COVID-free parties, I hope, but parties. All right. We're going to take a quick break.
I'll tell you who's hot. The girl that was in the mustard commercials. The Heinz mustard commercials.
I don't remember those either.
She, I'll pull it. It was like where she was wearing the mustard costume and the dude was wearing a ketchup costume. I think in real life she's really hot. And she's gotten some like comedy or acting jobs since then, but I think she got her start in the mustard commercial.
Don't remember that at all. I can tell you who's not hot.
Ingrid Haas is her name.
Pretty much any woman in a Cialis commercial any woman in one of those commercials about whatever pill that you take that has 5,000 things that will kill you.
Yeah.
So, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Hey. I knew it.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple of things that we haven't gotten to yet. Looks like Ty Lue going to the Clippers on a five-year deal.
Not shocking at all. I think they'll regret that in about three years.
One, yeah. And apparently the Falcons are the latest NFL team to have an outbreak of
Corona. What I was reading today is maybe it was a false alarm.
They're having to retest like four guys. There's one guy,
and he got some coaches sick.
Yeah. But
the game looks like it's on.
I'm still not using it at any of my betting things and kind of making some adjustments to my fantasy team just in case. But yeah. And Astros up 1-0, and we're in the top of the second, one out, runner on first. Your young man has just allowed his first base runner with a walk.
Okay.
So, it looks like he's got pretty good stuff. Luis Garcia, which not even a guy I'd even thought about until I heard, so I started reading some stories about, well, it looks like they're going to start Luis Garcia today. I'm like, oh, God, I barely remember him.
Yeah.
He's on the roster.
He is.
And he's out there now with the season on the line. So, 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. And, the whole positive testing thing is going to keep happening, and I think we're going to have more games moved around. It's weird, though, because, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen over the next few months. Like, Europe's having the second spike now. Apparently, the rest of the country is just doing horribly. And I keep looking at our little Houston area, and it's like,
we're hanging in.
Yeah, we're not bad. So, I think you were talking about which GM job you'd rather have. Who would you rather have as your owner? Cowboy Cal or Tillman? That's not something we talked about when we said which job we'd
probably want. Cal.
Yeah, I'm thinking so.
I mean, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who's going to be knocking on your office door every day saying, hey, what's going on? What's the bottom line?
Why are we spending money on this? I'm guessing there's a lot of that going on. So, two outs now. And you can hear that game over on
92.5. Yes.
Yeah, we'll keep reminding you of that. I do have a couple of things that I wanted to get to. By the way, I don't know if you saw this story. This is not sports, but just kind of goes to show what's happening in 2020. Apparently, they monitor all that area around Chernobyl where everything blew up in 86. There is a butterfly now there that is the size of a big ass bird.
What?
Yeah. Because there's an exclusion zone, which is basically 30 kilometers around it. And, but it's also got like all kinds of really weird, deformed animals now. So I don't like the idea of a butterfly the size of a bird. I mean, I know they're harmless, but I don't need to see that.
No, that's terrifying.
They're only harmless because they're not the size of a bird. Now, once you get one the size of the bird, who knows what they're going to
do? Well, that's the thing. I mean,
I always think birds are dangerous anyway. Birds can be scary, man. And like, there's a lot of things that if they were bigger, they would kill us.
Oh, yeah.
I'm convinced, like, I don't know. Fred, you've got a cat in your house. Aaron, do you have cats?
Yep.
I feel like if my cats were the size of tigers, they would probably kill me.
Yeah, that's what tigers do, AJ.
But I mean, even my house cats with their demeanor.
I think they've
built this demeanor because, well, they're house cats. They know that. Yeah, they know that they need me to open their can of food. Now, if they didn't need me for that, and they were, you know, the size of my German Shepherd, I feel like they would probably kill me. That's what my dog I trust, because my dog could hurt me. She chooses not to.
Because dogs are loyal. Dogs are loyal.
They are. Cats, I feel like, are fickle beasts. And if one of my cats weighed 95 pounds, and God forbid, you know, 400 like a wild jungle cat, I think they would do away with us, honestly.
I have no doubt of that. That's, I mean, they are just small tigers. Yeah. Just the difference is I know they can't kill you. I know mine's been plotting forever, and you know he hasn't succeeded yet, but I wouldn't be shocked if he found some way to kill me, like knock me off the balcony.
He's plotting.
Yeah, yeah. I hate cats. But getting back to the butterfly, if it can grow to the size of a bird, then can it grow to the size of, say, a pterodactyl at some point?
I mean, yes.
I mean, if they're getting these kind of deformities, what other things are running around
there? Kill the butterfly?
Huh?
If you saw it, wouldn't you just kill it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Like, I'm always a big, like, if somebody comes into the other room and says, Dad, there was a spider the size of my fist, and I just say, man, good. My expectation is I should be able to say, good job. Because that, I assume if you saw a spider that big, you killed it. Don't tell me that there's a giant butterfly and you just left it there to grow even bigger.
And spawn bigger butterflies.
That's at some point, you're responsible now.
940 said, someone did a study, I think Harvard, that showed that house cats would kill us if they were larger.
I have no doubt.
Yeah, I don't need Harvard to tell me that.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I know that from experience. So it looks like a little bit of trouble here for Luis, who has two on, two out, and two balls and a strike.
Trouble finding the zone all of a sudden.
And one walk, one hit by pitch.
So I still got a no-hitter going.
Yes.
Am I
well,
jinxing
that's
it?
The priority.
Am I jinxing it?
No, you're talking about the most important thing, the no-hitter.
Yeah, because if he walks in four runs, then that's different than giving up some hits.
Right.
But, so they just had a little mound meeting to try to settle him down, and we'll see if it works. But, you'd like to get three innings out of this cat. Certainly didn't work on that pitch. So, just a bit outside. I'm guessing this is his last batter if he walks him.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who's the backup plan?
I mean, they had somebody in the bullpen warming up. I mean, they're going to run the whole bullpen out there today. I mean, you're hoping to get three innings out of him, but I don't think they were planning on, he's a starter. He's going to go five.
Yeah, I assume that the Rays expected to get two or three out of Curtis, and that was it. So, maybe you're right.
So you'd like to see him get out of this and at least start another inning. But
there's two outs, right?
There is two outs.
There is something to be said for these guys who, like, you may not want to bring someone in a dirty inning if you can avoid it. So I would guess it probably depends on the analytics, whoever's on deck for the Rays, how he matches up against his stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you basically expected to pitch to those guys, though, so I don't know. Sports fan asking, how many GMs switch sports? I don't know. I think Lance was joking with the whole Daryl Morey to the Texans tweet. I hope he was, because that's just a dumb idea. So I assume he was joking. I don't know. Did you talk to him or anything?
To Lance?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Yes. No, I'm assuming it's a joke.
I think he was saying that, you know, he's the kind of guy who, if again, kind of like I was in my Chinese guy scenario, if you had the right kind of people put him around him, maybe he could make it work. I mean, obviously personnel would be, he would have no idea. He wouldn't have any idea as an evaluator, which is something I would want in an NFL GM. But as it stands, you've got Easterby who knows nothing about football.
He's less qualified, no question. But yeah, I can't see that happening. Yeah, he just threw a strike after he loaded the bases. And somebody asked how many GMs switch sports. I think the only one that I'm aware of is recently was Dee Podesta going to the Browns, right? The Browns hired a bunch of baseball guys. I don't know if they're still there, but yeah, it's not very common. And I don't know that that makes any sense at all, especially since there's so many good GM candidates out there right now that know what they're doing. So 713-780-ESPN. By the way, we'll have a little college football talk today. Man, I was kicking myself for not pulling the trigger on Coastal Carolina last night. It's one of those games I'd looked at, and I'm like, man, the first time I looked at it, it was like 7, and I'm like, it's not quite enough. But then apparently it got to 9.
Yeah.
And I'd have been like, that's a pretty good number. Because nine's a much harder number to get backdoored on. And they win the damn game. That's a pretty good football team, you know, for
Also makes you wonder what the hell Louisiana Lafayette is, or Louisiana.
Right. Well, when they're Louisiana, they win. When they're Louisiana Lafayette, right, they lose. But I think, you know, every year there's always a team that I kind of latch onto that either always covers the spread or never covers the spread. I think Coastal's kind of my team this year for that, because they're, I mean, that's a good football team. And because the name's Coastal Carolina,
right,
you tend to get a better price. All right, 713-780-3776, and there's a fly ball to deep right, but he'll catch it.
Oh, at the track.
Ooh, and he gets out of it.
Boy, that was about 5 feet from the season being over, wasn't
yep.
it?
Yep.
So, just a quick anecdote. If you Google GMs at Switch Sports, the very first link that pops up is from the company that the Texans hired to do their GM and coaching head search, cornferry.com.
Yeah. Great.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about TGS. And if you own your home and you'd like to save a few bucks here and there, well, you're pretty wise, because at some point when you own your home, you look at it as an investment, and it's something that you've got to pay into every month with homeowner's insurance. If you want to get the most out of your investment, that means you want to make money, then you don't need to pay as much as you have been with your homeowner's insurance. I saved over $1,000 annually on my homeowner's insurance, and that's a big deal to me. And if you... you know, if you own your home for 20 years, 30 years, you're talking about saving, you know, a car over the course of that time. So, guys, there's no reason why you shouldn't check it out. Maybe you won't save that much. There's a lot. The average customer saves $900. We have a guy here named Graham who saved $2,600 a year, which, and because there's some who save a lot, that means there's some who might not save a whole lot, and that's fine. But if you can save any, it's worth a try. It's so simple. You just text the word money to 232323. Reply back with your address. They're going to send you a quote in 15 seconds. That's money to 232323 with TGS.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Rays making a pitching change after Carlos Correa flails at strike three. So Kyle Tucker is up next, and the Rays making a change. Astros up 1-0 in the third inning? Bottom of the second. I get confused because I just assume the Astros are the visitor in every single game. But, yeah. Also see if the Astros make a pitching change next inning. We were talking about that a little bit on Twitch. I think bring him out to start the inning, see if you can get another one out of him. If you can get three, that's pretty good. Out of a guy who had, what, two starts all year? I mean, and something that we were talking about a little bit last segment. I don't know where this Daryl Morey for Texans GM thing started, but I think that's just a horrible idea to even consider. And I don't think it's real. I'm pretty sure Lance is the one who tweeted it out, and I think he did it as a joke. But, you know, I mean, would he be worse than Jack Easterby? No, but I'm hoping that's not who gets the job either. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. And a little bit of a break here on the game, which you can hear over on 92.5. I have some things I wanted to get to here where, you know, the Steelers are playing the Browns this week. And Steelers 4-0, Browns 4-1. In Pittsburgh, where the Browns have not won since. Okay, I know you're walking into this cold. Do you know the last time the Cleveland Browns won in Pittsburgh?
I would guess early 2000s.
Okay, what year?
I'll go 2003 randomly.
You picked correctly.
No joke.
16 straight losses in Pittsburgh. And so, you know, they did one of these bits about what all was happening then. The Browns finished 5-11. The Steelers were 6-10 that year. It was the Steelers' worst finish in two decades. And it also got them a draft pick that was high enough to select Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, works out sometimes.
Who has never lost at home to the Browns.
Good for him.
And
you think he starts this week?
Yeah, I think no. I don't think they lose.
I don't
the
think
Browns.
They do either.
I mean, the Browns are better than I give them credit for. But here's some other things that were happening. The Patriots started a 21 game winning streak at that time.
Okay.
Dante Hall had a 93 yard punt return for a score, and the Chiefs went over the Broncos, which is one of the a memorable return, no question. David Boston had 14 catches for 181 yards and two touchdowns.
David Boston, there's a blast from the past. Yeah. All right.
The Cubs won their first playoff series since the 1908 World Series with a 5-1 win over the Atlanta Braves in Game 5 of the NLDS. Of course, they lost to the Marlins after that. Beyonce's Baby Boy was the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100.
Jeez.
Some other ones were So Far Away by Stained and Real Good Men by Tim McGraw for the country top. Top grossing film, School of Rock with Jack Black.
Nice.
So that's what happened the last time the Browns were able to go into Pittsburgh and win. So, but I do think we're looking at a potential playoff team with the Browns.
I don't disagree with that. I think they are pretty good. I just think that here's what they've done. I mean, the teams that they've struggled with. But three of their wins, let's just face it, Cincinnati, Washington, and Dallas, we don't think of as very good teams, right?
No, they're all pretty bad, actually.
They got their doors blown off at Baltimore, and then they won at Indy, or they won at home against Indy this week, which is a good win. But that's the one win that I'm like, well, I mean, I guess a win at Dallas is decent, but I'm just not fully sold on this team as like they should suddenly be. Because now we're saying, I don't know if what Vegas is attributing for home field this year, maybe a point and a half, 2 points. So we're saying Pittsburgh's only a point better?
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
I don't either. I think Pittsburgh wins the game. But
now, mind you, Pittsburgh's wins Giants, Broncos, Texans, Eagles.
Yeah.
It ain't much.
No. I mean, it's a little better resume, but not much. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and that Cowboys game was just, I think that's your third out of the inning, or is that a hit? Nope, that's an out. Part of the problem is we have this TV that's 30 feet away that is extremely dark, and I don't even think it's in HD. It just looks like a 1920s television.
Yeah.
We should have pulled our money and bought one on Prime Day and mounted it right above the camera.
That would have been a good move. I don't know why. Like, that TV that our Twitch feed is on, we don't care about that. Why can't we switch them? I don't care what
yeah.
we look like.
Yeah, we know what we look like, and it doesn't matter. I actually would prefer us to be a little fuzzy as opposed to the baseball game. That's just me. Oh. So.
We ought to take that TV out of that 92.5 studio.
That one's got the actual picture on it is messed up. It's faded from being in sunlight for so long.
Oh, okay.
So you don't get, like, the bottom
part
of it.
I have a thought.
Let's take the TV out of the bullpen there.
No, let's take the one out of Culture Map. Nobody's there now.
It's true.
That's a nice TV. We could just flip-flop them. By the time they get back, they won't even notice it. And all that's ever on it is our Twitch feed. Just saying. I'm just throwing that out there.
I had this talk with the Late Hits guys. I said if everybody who sits in that studio and everybody who sits in here chips in $15, we could have bought a 50-inch TV and a mounting bracket, and I could have mounted it right there. And it would have been right above the camera. So it would look, if you're watching something, you're talking to the camera, it would have been perfect.
Dude, these are radio guys. They're not paying crap.
Yeah.
Just, I like my idea better. Steal the other one.
You're a radio guy.
Well, I would be willing to put in money, but I know that there's very few other people who would. So you're not going to get blood out of a turnip, but you could go and get a nice TV and put it in here. That's all. I mean, nobody's using it. Like, when was the last time you saw Eric Sandler?
No, it's been months.
Yeah.
I saw him a few weeks ago.
Here?
Yeah.
Was he recording a podcast or what?
He had to pick up some stuff that was left here for him.
Yeah, he wasn't sitting out there watching the TV.
No.
And that thing is only on our Twitch channel. So I'm just saying, nice TV.
We'll bring it up to Brandon tomorrow.
Yeah, roughly the same size as this one. And that's probably the best time to do it is during
happy hour. That's a Brandon call, too. I'm not going to start moving stuff without his approval, especially test stuff.
I'm not saying just do it. I'm saying let's go through proper channels, but I don't know where the objection would be.
No.
And it's not like they were using that thing a lot when they were here. So it's just a thought. I mean, it looks nice. And that office is really nice. But that's about it. I have a betting story for you. And I want a disclaimer on these. Okay, so Blake Taylor is in. So you got two innings out of him. That most of the websites that take bets, they really want these stories out there because it makes it look like you can win a bunch of money.
Yeah.
So here is a guy who's doing a golf parlay, of all things. And he put $1 in and had a 20-leg parlay that paid $679,000.
Oh, boy. And he hit it?
He hit it.
Wow.
And it was kind of funny. He took home $300,000 more dollars than the actual winner of the tournament.
Wow. Good for him. Was it all this guy versus this guy?
Yeah. So you had to pick... you had to pick 20 head-to-head matchups.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I mean, look.
Listen, it's a. If I said, hey, pick all 16 games on the NFL card, you know, just pick them, you know, heads up, not no point spread, just straight up winner. People, I mean, it's a rare thing, but it would happen.
Yeah, but. These are a little different, well, because it was also there were odds too.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, home run, tie game. Should have left him in. obviously this is what you're gonna have to deal with. They're gonna have to try people out there and hope for the best, and you know you're gonna have score runs. So 1-1.
Who was it?
Brandon Lau.
Oh, Brandon Lau. Well, welcome back to the series, bud.
Some Ray
sat
who cares?
Sat for a night last night. And because he's been sucking, but he's pretty much their best hitter over the course of this season, so he was due.
Well, if you want to play a parlay like that and try to make a bunch of money,
where would you do it?
Yeah, do it at MyBookie. I mean, they have all those parlays that if you want to bet a little to win a lot, you have the opportunity. And if you want to grind it out now, like you want to go in game and bet your Astros right now, well, you're probably getting a plus number. MyBookie's the place to do it. In game bets, all of it they've got. And, you know, you want to get a little futures bet down. All of those things are available at MyBookie. You got NFL this weekend. You've got college football, including the UH game tomorrow night. If you want to get in on that, MyBookie is the place to go. Easy deposits and withdrawals, too. I mean, when you win, you get paid. And you don't have to worry about that. It's easy to get money in. It's easy to get money out. And that's what MyBookie is all about. And if you join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio, and you can get in on all the action this weekend, all the NFL. It's all on MyBookie. Promo code radio, they'll match your first deposit 100%. MyBookie.ag, you bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie. I can park it, spit me spark and do no talking. Watch me hit the target, mark the carpet, then depart it. All set, we don't get two choppers hanging out the railroad truck.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.